Attention villagers, this is Resident Services with another episode about all the nooks and crannies of Animal Crossing. With you today are from Iloilo, Crisp Season RJ. An apple crisp.
A
honey crisp.
An apple crisp.
Yeah. Crisp the
character in Sister Act 2, Go With God Crispy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From Fantasy Key, Overboard Rookie Miranda.
Overboard is one of my favorite rom-coms of all time.
Does not hold up, but it's the humor. Humor is amazing. Comedy, yeah. Gold.
Acting, beautiful.
Yeah.
Love it.
Plotline.
Questionable.
Goldie Hawn, Russell Crowe. Give me more.
Not
Christmas Chronicles.
Not Russell Crowe.
Russell. Jack Russell.
Terrier.
Kurt Russell?
Jack Russell Terrier.
Kurt Russell?
Is that...
Kurt Russell?
I don't think that's
Kurt
right.
Russell is her husband.
Goldie Hawn and right? Goldie Hawn's husband. Give me more. Yeah. Give me Overboard. Give me Christmas Chronicles 2.
Did you watch Overboard the reboot?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I saw the reboot with
Anna Paris. Kurt Russell. You're right. Kurt Russell.
Yeah. Wow, there you go.
Son of...
Not Russell Crowe.
Not Russell Crowe.
Not Russell Crowe. Famous rom-com actor.
Yeah, Goldie Hawn and Javert.
No.
Do not forget my name. Okay. From Lollywood and... We aren't even done with our introductions. From Lollywood and Pizza Rizzo, well-known intellectual Casey.
I swear intellectual happens a lot. Sorry, Casey. I don't mean to...
Sorry.
It's okay. Don't mind me. I'm just playing with my slime.
What?
Casey,
oh
what?
Yeah, get it.
I'm a slime head today.
Oh yeah, get all.
Are those
that
air
slime.
Bubbles in it?
No, they're like little I don't know what they are. They're these little pearl things that are in it. I don't know. It's for texture, you know.
Let's get that ASMR moment. Yeah,
is that the Twitter thing that people sell on their viral tweets where they like they clean their car?
Yeah.
Clean up your keyboard. Clean up those clean up those Whopper Junior crumbs right off that keyboard.
Not the Whopper Junior.
I got served too many reels of slime and I bought some.
Oh my god.
They got me.
They got Miguel.
They got me, comma.
I know.
An intellectual.
Literally, Casey, like marketers are fully like, what's your audience persona? Casey, this is her profile. Just target her.
This is it.
The woman will buy anything.
She'll try anything. And finally, from Harmonia, unabashedly standard Adam.
I put the stan in standard.
Okay.
We stan the standard.
All right. What everyone wants to know right now.
BTS did not win the Grammy. You're right. That is what everybody was wondering.
I'm so sorry.
I was
going to
ask, but
SZA and Doja won for Kiss Me More, which was
a great song.
SZA's a great song, and it played literally everywhere.
Is that the one where Doja was going to the restroom?
Yes.
Yes.
Very funny.
Very funny.
It's the one where
Doja, the person about to retire from music altogether, supposedly, yes. Allegedly. Oh.
She's really burnt out.
She's got her Grammy.
If we're going to talk about things I know not of, it is the Grammys and everyone who was there.
Can we discuss that I had a literal real estate agent come up to me today and she was like, I have a question for you. She's probably in her late 60s. She was like,
Who's
I watched
Billie
the
Eilish?
Grammys last night and I didn't know a single person. What do I listen to on the radio so I can know these people? And I was flattered and floored that she thought I would know.
You were a Gen Z.
And B,
I'll ask this 23-year-old.
Right. Thank you so much. She's giving young. She's giving vibrant.
She's giving youth.
And I was like, let me see. I really don't listen to the radio. Like I listen to, like if I'm listening to music, I have like a playlist that I put on the car. So I was like, let me look it up. So I literally Googled top 40 radio like, station Chicago. No.
Like what she would do.
Like so you what she
just,
should have done.
You should just her.
And the answer is 103.5 Kiss FM, if anybody's curious.
I feel like it's always a Kiss FM.
It's always a Kiss FM. Always,
yeah. So I helped her. Yeah.
Love the guiding words.
These are the songs on TikTok right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell you who sings them, but I hear it. I know this TikTok song.
I wonder if they're playing Bruno, since it's technically in the top 40.
It's in the top. Yeah, it's on. It's like seven.
There's no way. It does come on when I play like Like at work when I play music and I just pick the like mainstream playlist for like Sonos Radio or whatever, it is in that playlist, which is wild.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, this was fun. This was Radio Minute.
Was Minute. On that playlist was My Name is Chicky, 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 Chicky.
Oh. It's my least favorite thing on Twitter.
You know, that's what we Cha-Cha. Should do. The four of us.
We should.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But like out of sync.
Yeah. It'd be on brand.
We can get someone to help us out there.
Yeah.
RJ, you got cherry blossom flying near you.
Yeah, you gotta pick it up.
Yeah, we gotta show it to the audience.
Why are we streaming Elo Elo?
Because I wanted to show that it's cherry blossom season.
Also, RJ,
well, show me. We're in the middle of
RJ didn't stream yesterday.
I didn't stream yesterday, so I'm killing two birds with one net.
This is very risky having this. Oh wait, it's not 7 minutes.
Well,
and there goes
the net. No, Annette. Yeah.
While we're getting into it with cherry blossom season, we did have some chatter on the co-op trying to get those DIYs.
Yeah.
And the ways that you're going to get DIYs for this are going to be either through your villagers or through balloons. And the one, and then also Isabel gives you your one, the picnic basket.
So this is my new area to celebrate cherry blossom season. So I pulled the Casey and went to a mystery island to grab cherry blossom trees.
Grab the full grown trees.
Yeah. And so now we have this little park moment.
And then, and the tip also with that is instead of having to eat like 10 fruit, you just make two dishes, eat two dishes, and that's 10 power.
Wow.
Yes. Any dish?
Any dish.
If any you dish drink is delish. Something,
you only get 2 power. But if you eat a dish, you get 5 power.
RJ, can we walk around your island and I give you notes on your island?
No, I'm just showing you cherry blossom.
I do think the bunnies on each side of the bridge is cute.
We're celebrating Easter.
Yeah, that's not arrival. That wasn't going to be my note.
I will. Oh, I did want to reveal something. I did want to reveal something. Some so this part is under construction. This you may think. Wait, wasn't this where Coco lived?
No one was thinking
what?
That.
Coco Cookie?
Is she gone?
Yes, because look who is moving in.
Click it.
Sasha.
Miss Sasha was at my campsite and I was like, well.
Sasha came to your campsite?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Magic.
Oh my gosh.
Just I mean, by chance. That meant the world, the universe wanted me to have Sasha.
Wow.
The aliens have taken Coco back to
the motherland. Mama.
Oh, I was listening to last week's pod yesterday and then we got to that part. I was like, what is going on? I still don't understand.
I'm basically going to take all of this out and I think I'm going to, although Sasha does selfies, right? In her house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But her Happy Home Paradise house is like full galactic space.
Full galactic. It is.
Oh, I don't think I knew that. Did I know that?
My other idea was to give Sasha an arcade. Mm-hmm. And I have this full area that I
Whoa.
The arcade would be cute because that could be where Sasha gets all of her plushes. Yeah. She wins them all from the claw machine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Sasha does have like a little like tea party set up of her plushes.
Because Miss Sasha loves tea. Let me tell you that.
Yeah. She loves the tea.
Okay, yeah. What notes did you have for me, Adam?
I don't like this those.
One. These
yeah, those
rocks.
Blocks. No.
Oh, these. Yeah,
what is
this,
that?
This is leftover when I had kiosks over here, but I'm going to get rid of
it. Oh. Okay.
We'll fix it.
Sweep
it up.
I spent a lot of time.
You have a message.
You have a
bulletin board.
Oh,
message.
Yes. An owl. It's the surprise, surprise, a fishing tourney is coming.
Fishing tourney. Ugh.
Fishing tourney.
Can it be after you completed 4 of them, you just don't anymore?
Well, I can't catch that. And I am building back better and I'm trying to do a full brick, at least a path that'll take you the entire island.
Wow. So,
Miss Fruta is.
Snoozing.
Snoozing. Treats and snoozing.
Snoozing and treats.
Oh,
she woke up. She's like, what was that?
So, but, oh, do you hear that?
Okay, well, bye, girl. All right. Well, that's really all I wanted to show. We're going to jump
what
into
it. What is she wearing?
She's wearing a BTS hoodie, girl. Army.
Oh, it was skin tight on her.
It is. Yeah.
We only go up to an XL, not a 2X.
Yeah.
Sorry. They only go up to children's sizing.
That's not very size inclusive.
Oh.
Speaking of not size inclusive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Oh. Our deep minute of any Stony Clover fans.
Hey, Stony Clover fans.
With the Target collab. I know a lot of our co-op people.
What are you saying? What is Stony Clover?
What is Cloverfield?
Stony Clover Lane is a shop.
A brand.
It's a brand.
A lifestyle.
They sell the things. No, they mainly sell like vinyl bags.
It's like pouches with patches.
Customized pouches. They've done a lot of collabs from like.
Look, Mike says Stony Clover changed my life.
What?
They like Hello Kitty collab. They've done a Barbie collab.
They
just recently did a Disney collab. But I'm not.
They sell fanny packs? Oh, yeah. So here they are.
Fanny packs are like $140.
Oh, yeah. My God.
And it's so just the Target collab is so special because everything's affordable.
The fanny pack at Target was $20.
Oh, no, I don't like these.
A giant.
Oh, I like this one, actually.
Was $40, whereas a small pouch on their website is $56.
Yeah, the princess one.
Yeah. Those are $200.
It's you know what it is? It's
from their
very
collab, they sent
yes.
this.
Oh. It's very like mid.
Who embroidered it? That's you? Who put
they
it
did.
In
these they are their pouches.
It's
they
very 1995. The like graphic design.
And that's why so many
millennials are eating.
Millennials love it. I like Stony Clover. I own a small pouch from Stony Clover from the Mickey collab. But I like it, the concept of it, because I love bags in bags. And I like how they're all just solid colors. My favorite question Casey's ever asked me is, how do you know what is in every bag?
Oh, these bags, like this style?
Yeah.
Oh, that. Those are great.
Just like, solid. Yes, like solid color, whatever.
Yeah.
So with this Target collab, literally like a fourth of the price. So they launched online and then in stores. So a lot of our members of the co-op were in Target on Saturday for the launch and noticed all the Sanrio cards that we've mentioned before. I don't even know where I was going with this.
One of the things that it's funny because they sell this fanny pack. And they sell it on their website. And I've seen all the girlies, all the Insta girlies.
Your besties? All your besties?
My besties, my acquaintances, anyone. They wear this fanny pack and they wear it, you know, over the, like, over their chest, kind of, you know, like, and that they wear it like that on, well, they wear it on the back on Animal Crossing. But anyways, but this fanny pack is so tiny, I could not get it. It could only rest underneath my chin.
And it is like, the smallest strap known to man.
It's like for a child.
But it's not for a child because all of their clothes that came out were for adults. Like they were extra small to a 4XL, adults only, no children clothes as part of this Target collab. But their fanny pack does not fit any normal adult.
Yeah. And like I posted it on my Instagram story as like I was like kind of joking, but also just being like, LOL, I can't use this. And so many people were in my DMs. Literally, I was getting DMs all day that were like, either, oh my gosh, I'm so glad you posted that. I'm not sad that I missed out on it. Or like the same thing happened to me. I got it. And this is ridiculous. So like, and they don't sell an extender, which they actually sell extenders on their website for like,
they're sold out now.
Yeah. But also those have like the gold hardware. I think the boys.
Yes, they're still talking about fanny bags.
the extenders on their website. One, they don't match. Two, the hardware is gold, which these are plastic. So I just bought one on Etsy for like $8. So we'll see if it works, but it is black. It's black, but with pink. It's black fasteners, hardware, but pink thing. So we'll see. Otherwise I can just return it.
That's true.
But I also had people in my DM saying, well, if you don't want it, I'll buy it from you.
Oh, well, there you go.
For the right price.
But yeah, so all the girlies were getting their Stony Clover to put all their Amiibo cards in.
So that's go ahead.
But yeah, it was the talk of the town.
Guess that we're in the right town.
Yeah, you were not on social media on Saturday.
Yeah.
What were we all doing? What were we doing on Saturday?
Sleeping.
Casey and I texting each other at 2:15 in the morning about
Jesus.
The online set an alarm.
So we've got into a dream address, but I do want to ask a very important question.
Mm.
How is Harv, Miranda?
How is Harv?
We need to know how Harv is doing.
Harv is okay now.
Okay.
Yesterday was not a good day for Harv.
Oh, Harv.
If anybody is familiar with the, is it YouTube?
Yeah, it's YouTube.
The YouTube series, The Hot Ones, Hot Ones.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the boys introduced me to it when they were here for the infamous New Year's Eve weekend. And I loved it. But anyway, this...
The video, not the weekend.
The Mexican restaurant right by our house apparently has all 10 of the hot sauces. And so I got super pumped because I love hot sauce. And
you thought about it. Even when we showed it to you, you were like, I should get it. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, let's do it. Let's buy all 10 and do it ourselves. Well, we were out with some friends and I was like, let's try it. Let's try it. And one of my friends was like, oh yeah, we can. And Jason's like, I don't know. And the other one was like, no, I'm not doing it. So we got the last two. I forget what they are. So I forget.
It's the bomb. It's the bomb is like
the bomb. And then the last drop.
Yeah. Yep.
So we got both of those. And when we left, Harv goes, I have no idea how this is not affecting anybody but me. He was like, I am losing my mind. I did not
realize you went cold.
Yeah, that's why he was like, I don't know why we did not progress up to this moment.
Oh, no.
We didn't. He was
look at Adam's smug face
losing like, his mind.
Yeah.
He might have, I don't know, ulcers.
He burned a hole through his stomach.
But yeah, so we get home. I don't even know.
He burned a hole through his sheets.
Oh, no.
Harv disappeared as we got home. And I was like, Jace?
Harv was in a different universe.
And I just hear, I threw up. And I go, oh, no.
Harv entered the metaverse.
And, then I go upstairs and he's passed out in bed. But yeah, he did not move the entire day yesterday. Like, did not move.
Oh.
But anyway, it was a lovely experience for me.
Chris is saying there's an episode of Hot Ones where the guest eats the last wing first and it just about kills him. The episode ends then. Chris, you have to figure out which episode that is. Please leave it in the comments or text Casey. Either one.
Yeah, it was really stupid. I will say, da-bomb, like the left side of my tongue was just like...
Numb. Da-numb.
Yeah.
Da-bomb loved me, da-numb.
Da-numb. But yeah, I don't know why we didn't progress, but...
Yeah,
I would do it with you, Miranda.
Next time you're here, let's do it. It's a lot and they have great marks. So
I would do the first three, I think. And then I'd be like, well, that was fun. And
so like the last dab was honestly not bad. Like I had to get another chip with and dab it again because I couldn't. I was like, I don't taste anything. But that could have been because the bomb just fried off all my taste buds. I'm not really sure.
So. I would eat a chip.
The chip was good.
Yeah,
I would eat a salty tortilla chip. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Casey can come and have the chips.
Uh huh.
Maybe a little regular salsa moment.
And also in Harv, in the Harv universe, last week me and Chris ate at how they have five people.
I literally just said that. I was like, there are five
Chris
people.
Ate at Harv's restaurant that he always wants to eat at because his podcast people eat there.
Matt's El Rancho.
It was fun. It was hopping at 9 p.m.
I mean, when every time we drove by, it seemed like there were so many cars.
It was 9 p.m. on a Monday.
We went to a hopping Mexican restaurant on Friday.
I got a margarita that was literally 32 ounces. It was the size of my head. And I was like, why did I do this?
That's how you do it. That's what you do.
It was fine.
Was it?
It was house tequila. Like I chose the cheapest one. Mm. So it was like just fine. But they had like fun flavors. If I had done the flavor, they had like strawberry mango was one.
Strawberry mango.
Cucumber jalapeno.
Yum, yum, yum.
Piña. And
I went to a frozen margarita place in Bernie, Texas, and it was, you could put like any kind of flavors in a margarita or a pina colada. So wow. I got a cherry pina colada, and it was like getting a cherry pina colada Slurpee growing up.
I don't think there are enough tequila mixed drinks in the world.
I agree with that statement.
Because I actually enjoy tequila, but I don't always just want a margarita. And it feels like sometimes that's truly your only option.
I have ordered tequila sodas at bars before, and they're like, soda? Like, what? And I'm like club, like, I don't know, club soda.
With a lime. Yeah.
So I was like, why is that so abnormal? Anyway, that was our tequila minute.
Okay. Shout out to the 8-year-olds listening.
Yes. Shout out to El Guapos in Clive or West Des Moines.
Use code RESPOD to get a free bag of chips.
Yeah. Two chips.
Eddie Wong.
With your dab of hot
Eddie
sauce.
Wong was the one. The Eddie guy Wong. Who's fresh off the fresh boat off the is boat. Based on his memoir.
Okay, we are at a dream address called Yumi
Yes,
Island.
Tequila Sunrise is a classic. I'm sorry. McFuent.
And there are five. Let me play the music so that the listeners.
Five oh, it's. And the episode is.
Ooh, Eddie, a Paloma. Eddie, I love a Paloma.
Eddie Wang. I've had
a Huang. Is Paloma. Huang.
Huang.
Is a Paloma the one with grapefruit juice? Is that a Paloma?
I think so.
It's like tequila and. Okay.
I'm going to play the music for the
Okay,
listeners.
Please play the music. Here is our dream address that we are visiting today. The name of the address is in Hanja. It's in Japanese, so I cannot read it. So it's just today's dream address.
Can you guys
hear
the music too?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
They have five villagers.
They have five villagers. What's going on?
Which I didn't realize. I guess it makes sense if you have five accounts on your Switch. So you can only have one island.
I thought it was you could only have four, but I've never tested those limits.
I thought you could only have two because I've only ever seen people have two at the most.
Now we pick this one because it is a cherry blossom island so that we can,
well,
you know.
What I saw was a cherry blossom island, but that was also posted like a year ago.
No, there are cherry blossoms falling. Still? Yeah. And that only happens during cherry blossom season.
Okay, great.
But this is to kind of, you know, show some inspiration for cherry blossom season since it's only 2 short weeks. But if anyone feels inspired to do stuff.
Put in the work.
Look at their villagers. We've got Judy, Pecoy, Sherb, Marshall, Peco, Stitches, Dom,
Pico,
Fang, Meringue, Raymond.
Fang and Meringue.
Raymond does not belong on this island.
Raymond doesn't belong.
Raymond's there for the taxes. He's the tax preparer.
April 15th, it is tax season. Sakura season and tax season are one and the same.
Okay, now hold on just a moment. Okay, here we go. Oh, well, first of all.
Oh, it's, oh, I'm sorry. It's a cherry blossom wedding island. I want to be clear.
Gifts.
I've always wanted to get married during Sakura season.
I thought we were supposed to be
We're supposed to be in Japan, honey.
Right now.
Because I guess the cherry blossoms in Seattle are bloomed right now, too.
Well, yeah, you know what?
Should
Washington,
we just go to Seattle instead?
Maybe we'll go to D.C.
Wow.
D.C. is a lovely place to visit, truly. I feel like... Let's do that instead.
Oh!
Oh, this look. She's giving...
You're a wedding guest.
Cheers to the bride.
Look at her. This is a cute.
She's a bridesmaid. She is a bridesmaid for sure.
That is the same hat that Aretha wore to my wedding.
It's true.
I love
it's true.
I love the use of the cherry blossom branches up here. See those? And this water feature, my God.
I just love the use of the statues the as
winged,
well. With
the winged statue.
I don't have that in my museum.
Well, it's in the Louvre.
I've got that just hanging outside.
Oh.
So here's Abel's wedding workshop. You can rent out this space too for the reception.
Oh. Yeah.
Sure.
Love these crowns.
It's fine.
You get all your rentals.
I don't know if I agree with that statement, but go off.
Oh, Nook's Cranny is Halloween. Did you see that?
How?
I don't know. It makes no sense.
I can't even get to it. Go through all of this.
Get to it.
Oh my God.
It's Halloween.
That's
Halloween.
Weird. It shouldn't.
That is weird.
This is some
treasure.
Oh, maybe that's how they have five villagers. They broke the game.
You know, Winnie the Pooh.
I need someone to break the game and have every holiday happening on their island. That's the dream.
Oh, that's gotta happen. That's gotta be someone.
I did see a dream dress for an island that is like all the seasons, but
I mean, this is a festival.
Is that Belle's dress with the little fountain? And she says,
Isn't this amazing? It's my favorite Belle's
house.
There's some books.
House?
Vanellope on sheets.
That's Vanellope.
What is this island?
I have no idea.
How did it become Disney?
What
Everything
story
leads back?
Guys, what story are we telling? You know
this
what
is,
I mean?
No, no this is Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
it's the Queen of Hearts.
It's the Queen of Hearts.
Oh, well, keep going.
I want to see Vanellope's.
Go inside. Oh, yeah, there's.
In there.
Oh. Wow.
Free.
Is that even. Can you even get a black and white teacup ride?
I think it's customized.
I think it's one of the variations.
With Miss Reese and Cyrus.
I've never seen anybody have that.
Wow. So we have walked into Alice in Wonderland, the Alice in Wonderland area in the house.
But it's Cinderella.
Cinderella.
Oh. So it's just like a fairy tale house, maybe. Maybe each room is different.
Ooh.
Oh, it's gotta be. It's gotta be.
What's back in this one?
But tell me, what is it?
Freed.
The Sep sisters. Oh, it is a Rapunzel. Step sisters,
Drusilla,
their bedroom.
Oh, a Rapunzel dress and a Mother Gothel dress
and a jukebox. That famous scene with the jukebox.
The famous jukebox scene.
Absolutely. And it's her birthday.
It's supposed to be Pascal.
I think so. And it's her birthday. And the Galileo is the sun.
It's the cake.
Yeah.
Is amazing.
Wow.
The Starry Night painting is her sketch. Oh.
Just cover up those windows quick.
Interesting.
Sometimes you got to use those rock walls for.
Sometimes you
got to
get creative.
I've never seen anybody use their rock walls like that. That's really clever.
Really?
That's all I see.
Oh, wow.
Let's go to the. Okay.
Oh.
Upstairs.
I would have covered the first floor.
I hope it's empty. Oh,
it's Tiana.
Tiana's
oh my
place.
God.
What?
Tiana's
Where
place.
Are we? What an island?
How did we get a Disney island and not?
This is not what I anticipated at all, but I live.
But look, I get a hug, Tiana, now.
This is like, Tiana's place on the. What cruise line has the Tiana's place?
We can take selfies now.
The Wonder.
The Wonder, yeah. Whose suit is that?
Naveen with his little ukulele.
This is really cute, actually. This whatever this wall is this the church wall but painted green?
Seriously, what church wall is that?
This BGM is it.
Is this the wedding?
This is it.
I don't know what wall this is.
What wall is this?
What wall is this?
What wall is it?
It could also be, so there's a trick that you can do with the,
it's the wedding wall. McFlint says wedding wall.
Okay.
But it's green.
I will say, because there's
the four variations of the wedding stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
I will say there is a hack to get the glow in the dark stickers. You can customize it and basically like put a design on the wall. Does that make sense? So you could like stack them up on your wall.
This is the wall.
This is Frozen and Elsa.
Move the camera around.
Move the camera.
Wow. So the basement, you walk and you just see a bunch of bookcases and Anna standing there at these closed doors. But if you turn the camera around, it's Elsa.
And the floor is side, and the floor is frosted.
Frozen.
How is that possible?
The floor is frosted.
Oh, it's the ice is the floor, and then this side has these carpet. These are rugs.
The wooden rugs.
Yes, the wooden rugs.
You know wooden rugs.
I don't think I've ever seen a wooden rug.
We've seen them.
Y'all have seen everything.
Can you go into the first
some of us go to work.
There we go.
Some of us go see Miss Lottie.
Oh.
And she... opens our minds.
Some of us are working part-time, honey.
Miranda's not part-time, she's seasonal.
Wow, Finding Dory.
I am seasonal.
Wow, the David statue really is
That's Eric.
A choice.
Eric.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah, that's Eric.
That's Eric.
That's Eric.
That's Eric.
Oh, yeah.
We all know Eric by when we see him.
I've watched that Twitter video.
Oh, my God. RJ, enough.
RJ, we're a child's podcast.
We're a child's podcast.
We just had a 5-minute segment where we talked about tequila, so great.
Right. I'm going to say Snow White.
Okay, I'm going to say... I'm going to say...
Because I think Jasmine would be too hard to do.
Snow White would be easy.
It's Aurora. I think it's the three fairies.
Oh, it could be the three fairies. Oh.
Spinning wheel. Let's see.
Here we go. Oh my God. Oh my God. It's Goofy.
It's a Goofy, a Goofy Sky School. It's Mulan.
Oh, beautiful.
Great. It's the temple where she
it's
goes.
It's the temple. And... It's
if you listen very closely, you'll hear the haircut BGM.
Yes. Stupid. Great.
BGM stands for.
I'm very impressed with
music.
All those designed costumes. Because they look like really well, like they look really detailed. It's not just like color blocks. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think whoever did them did a really good job.
I didn't realize you could put shoes on a
pillow. There was almost like shading
on
that one.
Yeah.
Wow.
I never tried.
I just cannot believe we are on this island.
I can't believe
this. This is so funny to me.
This was not my intention. My intention was to celebrate Sakura season, and now we are back at Disney.
They have cherry blossom trees at Disneyland.
Whoa.
They do.
Where the hell are we? We are now at a beachside
bakery.
Bakery.
It's pretty cute.
It is cute. Yeah.
Just very generic.
I like that.
You know what I like about this bakery moment is they really nailed that every time you go into like a donut shop or a bakery or whatever, it's always a light wood and like a pastel color.
Yeah.
And that is always the style. You never go into a bakery and it's like oak or mahogany. Yeah. It's always like light and airy.
Absolutely.
So they nailed that. Good job.
Airy spelled the Abercrombie way. A-E-R-I-E.
And by that mean you mean American Eagle. Yeah.
Oh, is it American Eagle?
Yeah. Yeah. What is this?
A mall. Oh, a school.
School.
It's Rydell High. I can't believe they made that whole school for nothing.
I don't quite understand.
I mean, this is a full island that's just like
Pizza Rizzo. Sometimes you just make a big building to take up space.
There you go.
What?
Whoa.
It's a chess piece.
It's wizard's chess.
It's a wizard's chess. That's a wizard's chess.
No.
That's a lot of Scorpio.
Ron, no. Not me. Not Hermione. Yours. Yes.
Hey, well, that was Wizard's Chess.
And that was Wizard's Chess.
Okay, here. Oh my God! Look at all of these cherry blossoms.
This is the church.
Now this is cherry blossom.
Someone needs to sweep up these blossoms. They're everywhere.
Oh my God! Oh, this is a house. Take me to the church.
Oh my God! Oh
what?
My God!
How many organs? No. My God.
Those are the wedding organs.
Honey, we gotta harvest these organs, honey.
RJ, no.
I'm getting married in the morning. Oh, look at that one organ in the back. Ooh,
ooh, ooh. I know, you're at a bad angle here. You can't fully see it at this.
The wedding just started, guys. The ceremony.
It has
just
to
started.
Be. I hope it's full church. I hope they went full church on the inside.
I need it.
Give me full cathed.
Cathed. Oh.
It's giving.
It's not church.
It's not
but
church.
It also.
It's
is
giving
church.
David at the gates. Not David.
And
Peter at the gates. It's
blocked Peter. Off the back room.
Yeah. It's giving Peter at the gates.
David at the gates.
David.
Not David.
Josh at the gates.
Oh, well. Here's Aladdin.
Here's Aladdin.
Oh, not that. Oh.
This is so interesting.
That genie picture with the clouds in front of it. That's so funny.
I wouldn't say this one is done as well as the other rooms.
They did it.
All right, we need now.
Our instincts were right.
We need a Snow White, a Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah, we're missing a bunch then.
So what is this front room supposed to be if it's Disney?
Is it Hercules? Is it Olympus?
I didn't see anything that would like Hercules. Represent Hercules, though.
There's Sleeping Beauty.
Listen well. It's my Maleficent.
That's your really Angelina. Good.
Yeah. Before the sun rises on the third day.
That was really good.
RJ, did you and me go see Maleficent 2?
Electric Boogaloo.
Mistress of Evil.
We saw it. I think all three of us.
Robbie and.
Here's Snow White.
Snow with
oh my god, this music though.
Oh.
Of course, with the gnomes.
Ah, great.
Interesting.
I do like the like fall wall.
Yeah.
I think it's cute.
A fall wall.
Are we
fall
wall? Okay, let's poll. Fall or
are we falls spring or springs?
Or cherry blossom.
I'm a spring.
Well, I'm a spring. RJ? Because spring you get that green, green grass.
Yeah.
Oh, do we mean in the game or real life?
In the game.
Oh, in the game. In real life, I want fall.
In real life, I want spring.
Yeah, I think in real life I'm fall.
I think in
Me and the Beast.
Well, Belle and Adam.
Not this. And just some French art on the walls.
There's Mrs. Potts. There's Cogsworth.
Cogsworth Lumiere. And the rose is back there.
Wow. They are committed.
For who could love?
Where's the teacup you ride in? Where's that at?
So is the front room supposed to be Hercules?
This must be Olympus. Did we already go upstairs yet?
But like, why wouldn't they have like
Hercules?
Yeah,
it's a great question. I mean,
and we'll never know the answer.
No.
Can we just show you? That he literally is laying on the floor. Oh, well, he just got up. Never mind.
Well, like, you ain't gonna shame me.
Wow.
Have we even gotten through half of this island?
No.
I haven't even gotten through the...
half of the homes on the island.
Oh my gosh, that's right. There are 5 homes. I still don't. I'm confused.
Whoa. I don't know if all the homes have been utilized, though.
I don't know. Wedding.
Find out where the other homes are.
There's one right here. Oh my god.
Oh, wow.
Oh, maybe this is church.
Oh, maybe this is the wedding.
The Queen of Hearts.
Meet and greet.
That's the Helena Bonham Carter version.
Over the head! This is the reception, Mama. Where's the DJ?
Where's the live band?
String quartet.
Where's RJ?
Yeah, live band.
DJ KK.
Live band.
Yeah, where's my wedding singer, RJ?
Wait, go to the house.
Yeah, there was a house.
Yeah.
A house. Oops.
A house.
And a farmer's market, because sure.
Should we do a design challenge where it's wedding venue?
Maybe in June.
Maybe in June.
During the wedding month.
The wedding month.
Looks like the wedding.
Oh, yes, yes, the challenge. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh, a spa. Wow.
Do you think this took a hard left turn? Do you think this will be themed or not?
Let's find out.
Oh my gosh, the Black Cauldron.
Oh no! So here we have a wedding,
Mama. This is
reception.
This is Pizza Rizzo reception.
This is rehearsal dinner for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I want to see where Vanellope lives. I want Vanellope. I want to see Vanellope.
Yeah, let's see this Wreck-It Ralph house.
Yeah, we can leave this one.
When can I see you again? Not in the movie, but that's just the song that I equate to Ralph. No, that is in Ralph, isn't it?
It's in the credits.
When can we do this again?
I don't even accredit that to the movie anymore. It is purely Paint the Night. Yeah.
Paint the Night Parade.
We did that one.
Paint, it's the Paint Parade. Did we do these two that were like next to each other?
We did that one. We did not do that one.
The exteriors are pretty, whatever, but you've gagged us on what's going on inside, so now we have to know.
Now we have to see them all.
I'm stuck. Yeah, there was, I guess, a small one next to the Queen of Hearts house.
Yeah, just look at the map.
Damn, girl.
On the map, on the map, on the map, on the map.
There's the a map. Place you gotta go. I'm the one you need to know. I'm the map.
Ah. He's the map.
Here it is. Just a plain little
I think
house.
This is gonna be plain Jane.
It's just somewhere for live. People to
this
live.
This is gonna be plain Jane Aretha. Yeah.
This is cast services.
Oh, Aretha is anything but a plain Jane. Oh.
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 Oh. We a cake shop.
Right.
Look at all these cakes.
Mm, I'm hungry. Wow.
Oh, I would like a cake.
I like those. I like that. That whatever wall. They put on the
the custom wall.
Custom wall, yeah.
I'm it's usually cute. Not a big cake oh. fan. I will say. Oh, what's this?
A movie
cinema?
Theater.
Cinema.
Okay. Have a seat. Why? Have a seat with your champagne. Oh, we're watching.
Well, that's cute.
We're doing Peloton.
Fit. We're doing We Fit.
That's yeah. That's
This is Ben Aldis.
Yeah.
Who?
Banger.
Oh.
I love this track. What a banger. Your 10-minute workout is done and dusted.
Up on the dance floor. Jace always, because he hates it when I always, 40 or more.
Yeah.
Or more.
Oh.
Now let's talk about.
Ram Yum.
What
this is.
What Zucker's arrest.
This is San Francisco.
Yeah, obviously. Okay, I'm gonna go to the last
that's
house.
That's Susuru.
That's Mama. That's Susuru.
Susuru.
Did you just leave?
Yeah, this is a plain house. So we're gonna go to the last.
Yeah,
house.
Yeah, nothing says plain house like the thing we were just in.
Yeah,
this is just a plain old house.
Restaurant.
A full ramen bar.
Let's you have go to go the back to the where the villagers are.
Yeah.
Which is a bit.
So you just gotta follow.
Yeah, have we seen any villagers? Aren't villagers usually... Oh, there's Judy.
Judy. You spoke and they came.
Rang.
You spoke and then she came. Ba 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 ba, walking, walking, walking. I'm gonna narrate for the people who listen. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Wow, look at all of these.
Miranda, when is Jace's birthday?
June 25th.
You should get him the hot one sauce.
Here's their houses.
Oh, that's a great idea.
So he can start.
So he can, like, you know, work
up.
His way up. Build up tolerance. Yes.
That's a good
it's
idea.
At the end of this. That's Pico's house, I think. Oh!
It's closed.
It's closed.
A meet and greet.
It's a meet
oh
and greet.
Oh my God, it is a meet and
it's
greet.
A, it's a socially a distanced
socially distant
distant
meet and
greet.
Greet. That's
wow.
Wow.
Wow, Cindy.
Amazing.
Wow.
I can't believe she fenced it off. I know. She fenced it off.
Okay, do you get these fences at Happy Home? These, golden
no,
the
wedding that's the wedding. Mama, that's wedding.
Mama, that's the wedding.
Wait, I think, wait.
I owe nothing from the wedding stuff. To be
you gotta do the wedding challenge, or you gotta go to a Treasure Island, honey.
No.
That would be something to stream. Watch Miranda stress through a Treasure
like,
Island
yeah, let's
live,
not, let's
live on the pod.
That.
Adam has taken over the,
The controls.
The controls.
Is that why we're running at the speed of light? So fast.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah, that was a good island, Adam.
Good island that you found while they were talking about fanny packs, Adam.
Great job.
Casey, did you have an update on your part-time work?
Yeah, I got some.
A grievance? Would you like us to report to HR? Okay.
Yeah. So I'm playing Happy Home Paradise on my Switch Lite. And anytime I finish a house and whatever, I do all the stuff. And then, like, then, you know, when they hang out on the beach afterwards, I go up to them and I talk to them and I never get a thank you gift.
Wait.
From whom?
From, like, any villager that I've worked on their, any client that I've worked on their home. Like, usually, so on my regular Switch, after I work on their home, like, the next day, I'll find them on the beach, and I'll just talk to them. and they'll be like, oh, thank you so much for what you did yesterday. Here's a fancy rug. It's usually a rug or like a wall that I used in their house.
Oh, I'm trying to remember if I remember that. If that ever happened to me.
I've never talked to any of them after I've completed their.
I always did. And I would always get a gift from them.
I guess I never talked to them afterwards. Yeah.
You never talked to them on the beach afterwards? No. And like where they go, how's, you know, like, oh, how's your home or whatever?
I don't think so.
They, oh, I always would, and I would always get a gift. But on my new, like, happy home, they don't give me a gift. They're just like, what do you want? Ah!
That's so rude. I wonder.
I can't believe that y'all have never got, like, because it would literally be like, oh, I wanted you to have this. And it'll be like a rug that I used in their happy home. Or it'll
be. Do you have those items already? Or it doesn't matter if it's.
No, I'm on this brand new villager that has Jack Squat. Oh,
that's right. You are. You're using Miss.
I mean, I've just never wanted to bug them. I mean, they're on vacation.
Well, they're like, it's like even Lottie would be like, oh, you should go like talk to them, see how they're doing.
Lottie doesn't say squat to me. Lottie is like, boo.
Has Lottie been evacuated yet or no?
No. Yeah, have you airlifted her out yet?
No.
Oh, Mom, you gotta keep working.
I've done 18 houses.
I'm tired of work. And you know what? I don't want to file another 1099 a day like ever again.
Oh, girl. Yeah.
Girl, don't bring up taxes.
Don't bring up taxes in this
home. Do not bring up taxes in my home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have y'all finished yours?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yes. Unfortunately, yes.
As we have.
I haven't done mine.
Jace gave me the news yesterday.
We found the news together.
We found the news together yesterday.
Oh, you did?
And I immediately emailed my HR person and said, how can I add more withholding to my...
How can I change my W-9?
Oh, you aren't withholding enough?
You would think that they would just withhold automatically, but I don't know. Something...
Mama, you got to fill out that tax form correctly.
I did. I thought I did, but I guess not. Anyway, that's it for taxes. Make sure you do your taxes. We're going to take a
Raymond.
Yes, please. Yeah, make sure you use Raymond service. You will have to pay up front. But sometimes he lets you just take it out of your return if you have one, God willing.
Oh, good.
Adam forgot how to turn off the game. Look at him. He's just trying to.
The minus button.
Not the turnip patch, girl. There you go. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, it's time to go to our town hall.
It's because famously, I never would turn off my game.
Yeah. And then and then Robin was still in your island.
Yeah.
That sound means it's time for our town hall. This is when your resident representatives get 1 minute to address our island villagers in proclamation.
I got one.
Okay, Casey, this is your town hall and your time starts now.
Attention, villagers. It is April. And you know what that means? Christmas happened 3 months ago, 4 months ago. So, Megan, take your Santa hat off your stupid little head. Why are you wearing that around still? Why does the game let you wear that around? You're wearing that red Santa hat with your outfits. It doesn't match. It's not in season. It's like 70 degrees outside. Take it off, girl. So I had like, and now it's like, so I gave you other hats to wear. So you better wear this pink cowboy hat because I cannot deal with seeing that red Santa hat any longer. And the game should really limit this. The game should stop this. It shouldn't let them wear sweaters longer, Christmas sweaters after Toy Day. We need to do better.
We need to do better.
Take your hat off.
And that's 1 minute. You would think that if they're not giving you sweaters anymore, that they would also not wear them anymore.
Yeah. Like, it's the red Santa hat. I shouldn't have ever given it to her. I gave it to her. That was on me.
You're a clown, Casey.
Megan is truly the girl will keep Christmas lights the entire time on their dorm. Like, that is her.
Okay, first of all, we did that in our dorm, RJ.
Yeah, and are we different from Megan?
Did you really?
Yeah, we had them. We had them in the living room at Lunt.
Lund.
Shout out to Lund, Party House Lund.
Shout out to Lund.
Which I guess was not a dorm. It was an apartment. So yeah. It's not.
Yeah, but that's different. Like, did you have Christmas tree up?
No, we just had the multicolored lights around the ceiling.
Yeah, those are like, that's a very...
No, she is full like, this is Christmas decorations.
Yeah.
She's one of those weird girls that like loves Christmas for some reason. Like,
yeah, one of those freaks.
Makes
it her whole personality.
Is about Christmas and like advent calendars.
Advent calendars.
Oh, yeah.
Megan is a weirdo.
What a freak.
Megan would leave in the middle of work to go to Costco to get
anyone not on Twitch right now did not see Miranda turn her camera off.
As she was being attacked.
The thing is she's now forgotten how to turn her camera on. She just hasn't said that. There we go.
Megan definitely is a Christmas in July person, though. Absolutely. Yeah.
I will say Megan actually doesn't give me that energy, so I actually think it's funnier that she is
insisting
on a Santa
hat.
Maybe
you should just need to get her more clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, give her some hats.
I gotta give her like 10 more hats.
Yeah.
But Megan's so adorable, she doesn't need a hat.
She wants one.
She would look great. Here's what she would look great in: a little safari hat, because it would get so small top of her head.
I gave her it's like the pink cowboy hat, I think. I forget what it's called, like the urban hat or something.
The Joanne hat.
Yes, I gave her that, and it's tiny on her head, and it's so cute.
We love a tiny hat.
She looks like she's going to a Casey Musgraves concert.
Yes, stream sure Golden does. Hour. Okay, who wants to go next? Brandon and Adam don't have anything to complain about. So we'll just listen to the slime. Oh my god.
I have one. Speaking of the sound of the slime, I have one.
All right, Adam, this is your town hall, and your time starts now.
Attention. Villagers, I don't get ASMR. This is really just kind of a self-reflection moment for me. Okay. It doesn't really do anything for me. I want to experience the tingles that people talk about who listen to AMR, who enjoy ASMR. I want to know what that experience is, because it sounds fulfilling. It sounds like something that would be like a very soothing. And yet none of it does it for me. Clickety clack taps. Whispering, none of that does it for me. When I hear people whisper, I want to say, can you speak up, please? Because that's what we're not doing is whispering, okay? I'm now over 30. It's hard for me to hear, and I own that. Thank you so much. This has been my time.
That's one.
Please tip your wait staff. They've been great.
I will
tonight.
Say for Adam, I think your tingles are more tactile than actually like watching or listening. Because like, if you were the person,
my tingles are setting the volume to an even number. That's my tingle.
No, these are Adam's tingles. Let me tell you, as someone who's married to him, his tingle is...
Archie, you can't talk about my tingles on the air.
These are his tingles. His tingles are peeling off that protective film on a new iPhone.
On any new electronic device. Oh my God.
Peeling that off. That's it.
And that's all.
You used to be very into like bubble wrap too. Like in college, you were a big bubble wrap boy.
I have a lot of bubble wrap I deal with at work. I do it there.
So you do it. You do it in the privacy of your
You get it out of your system.
Yeah. And like, just like, yeah, peeling plastic off like packaging materials, I think.
Or just even, I'll even do like stickers as long as they peel clean and I do it really slowly. Oh, it's so good.
No residue. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. If there's residue, then I feel really bad. Then I feel really bad about myself.
Yeah. Because it's your fault.
It's a reflection of me personally.
But you like the volume to be...
Oh, he only
specifically
does even numbers.
Well, fives or zeros, but if it's not that, then it has to be on an even number.
You know what I love doing? You know what I get tingles from? Putting the volume
on 23.
On 21, ugh. 23.
The worst. Mm. Horrible.
What about like the thermostat?
We don't have numbers on ours. We just have...
Oh yeah, because you don't manage it.
Well, yeah, the air conditioner we manage in the summer, but like it's kind of old, like the dial's old. So it's just like colder or warmer. And then you just turn it until you hear it click on. And then you're like, great.
That's fun.
Great.
Well, that's been Adam's Tingles.
Tingle Corner.
Tingle Corner.
Miranda, do you have one? Do you want me to go?
A table?
I don't have one, so go ahead.
Okay.
RJ, go ahead. Start. Your time starts now.
Attention, villagers. I sometimes, you know, we think we're too good for certain things because we've either done it multiple times or was just beneath us. There's always opportunities to learn, relearn. And for me, that was turnips, because I was like, okay, I've spent a lot of money recently buying things for, you know, the renovation, the community. Sure. So I should probably invest again. And I played too safe. I saw that it was up 200 bells and I said, sell, sell, sell. You know what happens that afternoon? 500.
Oh, no.
560. So I played myself. I probably should just Google like what are the common trends, because there's like four or five like common trends that usually happens. I just assume like I'll play it safe. 200. No. So
that's why you got to do the ACNH. Oh, that's 1 minute. That's why you got to do the app.
But
you got
to
do that turnip tracker.
See that? Yeah, you got to do a tracker, because technically the Nintendo does have its own tracker, but it only shows you. It actually just reports. It's not actually tracking.
It doesn't give
you that algae. You got to get that algae.
Didn't we used to use something that would?
Yeah, there was a turnip track. There was a turnip.
There was a website, but the ACNH app has that turnip tracker now, I think.
Embedded
integration.
The market is volatile.
Synergy.
The market is volatile. Yeah. With you know, with
the supply chain.
You gotta protect your investment.
Yeah.
Right.
Sometimes you take a risk, sometimes you play it safe.
Well, here's the thing, in the long run, you still profited.
Yeah.
It's not like you didn't profit.
That's true.
You just didn't profit as much as you could have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unlike on Pizza Rizzo, where we bought turnips and then we did a little and the turnips die.
You were also playing with playing with time.
Wow, crazy! It's the butterfly effect.
I don't deserve that. Like, I just needed to like change the time, like not even a day. It was just like a couple hours.
Yeah.
I wanted to be light outside. And never played.
No, girl.
That's
not worth risking your turnips, girl. Just turn on your brightness. Turn on a light in your home.
Oh
my God.
I like to play during the daylight hours.
Girl.
Well, just no.
I wish it was like
The Sims. You know, on The Sims, where you could just like play God and like change the sunlight. Like it could be midnight, but you could make it bright outside on The Sims.
Did you ever have to go to school like early and then you had to like sit around and wait for like the time where you could like go to classes? I didn't have this in high school. I had this in like middle school. We would like all go to the gym while the buses like arrived and everything. And then there was like a time once like the teachers got there, then you could like start heading to class. Did you ever have
this? They hold you somewhere. They held us in the kitchen.
Miranda didn't have this because she went to private school. She was in private schooling.
I feel like that was a thing that happened.
You know what would be great? I was just thinking about this the other day. Having a Switch at that time and being able to play Animal Crossing for that like 20-30 minutes you are just waiting.
There's only so much I could do with my Tamagotchi, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. So you can only feed him so many times a day.
I do that all the time. I brought my Game Boy with me when I was at school.
Yeah, but this is different. It's a Switch.
It's the Switch.
It's not
how I wish different. I still had my Game Boy Color with all my games.
Oh yeah. Okay, Miranda, do you have anything?
I do have one.
Okay. This is your town hall and your time starts now.
Meow.
Attention, villagers. I'm so sorry that I had to do this, but I know we were asking the question a couple weeks ago and it finally happened to me where I was decorating in my kitchen and someone knocked at the door. Normally, I would loved to have invited this person in because it was Bianca. Mm. And Bianca's never been in my home before. But I was in the middle of redecorating. Mm. And as I was in the kitchen, she was like, hello, anyone there?
She ghosted.
And I just stood there. I was like,
she ducked under the windowsill.
Maybe if I don't move, she won't see me. And she didn't. She was like, I guess nobody's here. And then left. So I'm sorry that I had to do that. But in fact, like, if you just don't move or don't do anything, they will leave. So.
In a separate room.
In a separate room. You can't be in the main room.
In a separate room, yeah.
Hello, Miranda?
Just puts a lampshade on.
Dim the lights. Yeah, so I felt really bad. But I was like, you know what? I wonder if this will work. And it did.
Yeah.
Adam. Yes, just like, hello, Adam. Adam, are you there?
RJ, where'd Adam go?
Well,
I also
that's
did
for the streamers.
Streamer jokes only. I also did a thing where they came in, and as soon as they came in, I rifled in my pockets for 5 minutes. Not 5 minutes, but you know, like long enough in my pockets. And in my storage, and then they're like, man, I've been here forever. I guess I should go now. I'm like, bye.
Well, dang.
Well, dang.
Oh, and I guess I didn't announce it here because it happened in my stream, but Marcel is out of Lollywood.
Oh, yes.
And we have a new villager on Lollywood.
Yes. Ew. Casey did a live villager hunt.
Uh-huh. On the stream, and it is a big old pink panda named
Chow?
Pinky.
Oh. Pinky, yeah.
Pinky the pink panda. The peppy pink panda.
Yeah, girl.
Wow.
She ran my boba shop in Iloilo.
RJ, have I mentioned how
much you love now pink peppies?
Yeah, I love pink peppies. But now that you have now that you have the ability to talk to Tom Nook and change your houses, you could just make Renee's house a cafe. The inside?
Meringue?
Yeah. Who'd I say?
Renee.
Why do I always do that? Meringue. You can make meringues inside a cafe. You can make
their actual houses there.
Chatter, a cheese shop. You can make the inside.
Oh my God, Chatter cheese shop.
A fromagerie.
Chatter fromagerie. You're right. And I don't have to decorate outside because I hate when it's raining and just food.
It's just getting
wet. It's
unsafe.
It's unsanitary. It's unsafe.
I'll think about that.
You should do that. Like, because I visited a Treasure Island. They're like, and they were like, oh yeah, and all the villagers' houses are updated. So
that's good streaming content, RJ.
That's great streaming content.
Well, we'll have to think about it. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Casey, I'm going to.
Casey Slime, play us off.
Strangle you with the slime.
Play us off with the slime. Thank you, everyone, for watching the stream and listening to the show on your podcast apps.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Don't forget, we are on Twitch, so you can stream our islands, Casey and I.
Get your tingles.
And we also record our episodes live on Twitch, too. So, as always, Casey, Adam, Miranda, thank you so much for joining us
today. Quick Trader Joe's Minute. I endorse the cranberry seltzer, hard seltzer.
Oh. Approved.
Shell House Cranberry.
Oh, yeah. How many
dollars was that?
$5.99 for a pack of 8.
Oh my God. I was like, for the can? That's a good deal.
All right. That's it. That's Resident Services. We're signing off.
That's it.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Resident Services. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at ResidencePod. You can join the Resident Services co-op and meet the rest of our community on facebook.com/groups/Resident Services co-op. Our Discord server is linked on our show notes, and our episode recordings are now live on Twitch. Find us at twitch.tv/ResidencePod. If you would like to ask Resident Services or leave us your own town hall, you can visit our show page on theampleverse.com, and you can leave a question or voice message and we'll play it on a future episode. You can also find other shows and essays on the Ampliverse and on social media at the Ampliverse. Thanks to Zencastr for our recordings and Anchor for hosting the show. And don't forget to write us a review on Apple Podcasts. 5 stars only, please, so we can get our lilies of the valley. Our theme music is Animal Crossing New Horizons Closed on Sunday Lo-Fi Remix. Thanks to them for letting us use it. Find their music on Spotify under Closed on Sunday. Thanks again for listening.
Discovering voices. Building worlds.